Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Norbin Pradhan. Akashvani Community Radio Station CRS Twensang is celebrating its Silver Jubilee today, marking 25 years of its dedicated service to the community. Extending greetings on the occasion, Head of Program at Akashvani Kohima, Abhinav Lasu, expressed pride in the milestone, calling it a celebration of collective efforts and the strong bond with listeners. From its modest beginnings, she said, the station has grown into an integral part of the region's cultural and social fabric, providing vital information, education and entertainment to its listeners. Meanwhile, Deputy Commandant 3rd NAP Twensang, Hong Keng Chang, will attend the Jubilee celebration as guest of honour. India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan. Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special feature on the government's efforts over the last 11 years across key sectors. Today we focus on environmental conservation and development.
Over the last decade, India has adopted a developmental model that integrates environmental protection with inclusive growth. For reviving rivers to restoring ecosystem and creating green infrastructure, the country has demonstrated a strong commitment to conservation with compassion. The Namami Gange Mission is one of the world's largest river rejuvenation programs. Alongside this, the Swachh Bharat Mission and Gobardhan Yojana has transformed sanitation and waste management, especially in rural areas. Campaigns like Ek Ped Makinam has mobilized citizens for environmental action. India has also made significant strides in wildlife conservation. India's green transformation is more than a policy initiative. It is a people's movement, a planetary responsibility, and a promise to future generations. Asunyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Advisor for CAWD and Taxes, Kudesho Khamo, yesterday underscored the critical role of banks in driving growth and development, urging financial institutions to go beyond deposits and actively foster economic progress through accessible loan services. Speaking at the inauguration of the State Bank of India, SBI Chathewa branch in Peak District, Khamo hailed the event as a red-letter day for the people of Chathewa and surrounding villages. He noted that the new branch marks not just the arrival of banking services, but the opening of fresh opportunities and financial inclusion for rural communities. As a run-up to the International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day, we discover different postures to stay healthy with yoga. This morning we explore on Makarasana or the crocodile posture. In Sanskrit, Makara means crocodile. This asana promotes relaxation of the lower back and helps in recovery of back problems. It is also indicated for all orthopedic ailments as well as to counter stress and anxiety. Reigning Miss Universe India 2024, Riya Singha described the Miss Universe pageant as a powerful platform that supports diverse social causes and promotes awareness. She said it is about telling people and making them aware of where the organization stands, and that is the most beautiful thing about pageantry. Miss Singha, accompanied by Amjad Khan, Director of Franchise Operations for Miss Universe India, arrived in Nagaland yesterday to attend the grand finale of Miss Nagaland Universe 2025. The event, organized by Beauty and Aesthetics Society of Nagaland, is being held at the Regional Center of Excellence for Music and Performing Arts, RCEMPA, this evening. Expressing her excitement, the beauty queen said she was pleased to see Nagaland's growing support for pageantry.
I'm sure that the girls this year are going to come very strong, very prepared, and I'm really looking forward to see the competition because I've heard that Nagaland really supports pageantry, and I think that is beautiful. It is not very common to see that, and I'm so glad that it is growing, it is expanding, and it is becoming something that everybody knows now.
Meanwhile, Mr. Khan emphasized the franchise's efforts to make participation more inclusive by bringing the pageant to individual states. He expressed hope for increased participation from Nagaland in next year's auditions. And the National Highway Area Village Councils Forum, comprising of 13 villages along the four-lane National Highway 29, has called for a six-hour shutters down within its area on June 11. The band has been called to show their resentment, anguish and unhappiness on the numerous outrage over the May 23 attack at Unity Village and long-standing grievances with ceasefire violations and law enforcement inaction. The shutdown will start from 6 a.m. to 12 noon with display of black flags in front of all the shops and business establishments in the area on the occasion. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.